10:15, join us for Flashpoints, hosted by Dennis Bernstein. At 11 today on Between the Covers, David Naiman will be talking to author Thalia Field about her compelling new tale of marital discord, Experimental Animals. And at 11:30, it's Black Book Talk, a show that offers their list of summer reading favorites for your consideration. That's all coming up, but first it's Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary right after this.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland unless otherwise noted. The Community Advisory Board will meet Thursday, May 4th at 5 p.m.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 4th, 2017, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your very slow music radio. The 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. A little weather first before we get going. Today we have, it says we have a slight chance of showers, but it's awfully warm outside. The showers, though, are expected to roll in afternoon. And I heard from another weather, there's other weather sources you can go to, and one of them says the possibility of thunderstorms across the region. Otherwise, today it looks pretty sunny out there, and we are expecting highs around, wait for it, 81. Tonight, a slight chance of showers. It says mostly cloudy, according to the National Weather Service, with a low around 55. And for tomorrow, again, that hovering bit of sprinkles and otherwise sunny skies at a high around 63. Friday night, again, possibly a bit of wet, otherwise lows around 48. And that's it for your weather. We managed to get this in the very end of yesterday's show. For those of you who missed it, though, the an American anti-missile system, it's called a terminal. People get paid to think this stuff up, by the way. A terminal, high altitude area defense, or THAAD, is set up in South Korea, and it has been deemed operational. Though, who deemed that? And an administration like the one we currently have, that itself is debatable. So the system was deployed in response, of course, to the threats emanating from North Korea. North Korea has found their ultimate adversary, a person who is mad as a hatter, similarly to their own leader. So it's almost like a film called The Interview. Perhaps Trump might play basketball with Kim Jong-un. It would certainly be a better idea than deploying an anti-missile system in South Korea. South Koreans apparently didn't have much say in that, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Of course, they are probably too busy figuring out what to do about the election and also about hordes of refugees that they might have to suddenly be in a position to care for in the very near future. It's all so extraordinarily improbable that, though given two madmen facing off, it makes all the sense in the world. Trump, of course, plays straight into the hands of all these leaders, all of these dictators. He likes them. And they like him because they can basically do anything they want. Duterte in the Philippines can do anything he wants with Trump. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, again, Turkish leaders can do anything they want with Trump. Al-Sisi in Egypt, and of course, Bashar al-Assad is playing Trump like a $2 harmonica. That said, we're waiting to hear from Crow right now. We may not be able to reach her. We may be speaking with someone from her support team on April 12th. Crow, if you recall, Crow is this unstoppable, take no prisoners, no pun intended, activist, and most recently in Standing Rock in North Dakota. But she apparently was on probation for another charge and a felony, and she left the area in Minnesota, I believe, where she was supposed to contain herself. She came to Standing Rock, of course, because if you're an activist on the caliber of Crow, then these kind of borders mean absolutely nothing to you. What matters are or it's unfolding situations like Standing Rock, where not only is an absolutely essential environmental resource threatened, but the same threat applies to cultural and heritage sites, religious sites, burial sites that must be protected. Very few people have the courage, of course, to stand up and do that. Of all the water protectors, Crow remained standing. Of course, it's always the one who remains standing that's shot down first in it. So what we have that I know to date is that Crow did in fact turn herself into the custody of North Dakota law enforcement to await extradition to Wisconsin. To face charges of violating felony probation. For the next 3 weeks, friends and supporters didn't know then after that where Crow was. And I tried very hard to find out more about this, because naturally people who support them want to be sure they're safe. So now we have confirmation that they are in Wisconsin. It's called the Iron County Jail. That's right. It's the same jail where she previously served. So right now, they are in extreme duress, facing enormous legal expenses. The Iron County Jail has an abysmal phone system, so it even if you have the numbers that you need, is extremely hard to get through to Crow. I tried and tried, and we will still try to speak at least with one of their main supporters, and so we can get you all of that information. Katie Kloss will be happy to help you if you wish to communicate. Crow is one of a number of activists across the country who are increasingly needed. Everything has shifted. It seems that all the old alliances, lines of power, balances of power across the environmental world are shifting right now like sand. And with the EPA, which we used to come under attack for what it was doing or what it was not doing enough of. Now, we'd certainly like to have the good old EPA back. And it is left to environmental activists who care about justice, environmental justice, and certainly human rights, because it is always, always inevitably the poorest of the poor. People are already disenfranchised in so many ways. It's upon them that the worst of the fallout from Donald Trump's decision on the worst of the worst is to fall on the poorest of the poor always. So standing up for the environment now is more than ever is critical to the survival of the nation. In fact, is irony being that the President of the United States has been frequently, considered to be the leader of the free world. Well, Trump apparently now has abdicated that role and wants to be the leader of a not-so-free world, leaving the world to everyone else, it looks like. So House Republican leaders moving right along are planning to hold their vote today on this bill of theirs. They don't know why they want to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. They just know that that's what they want to do. Even people sitting there benefiting from it are howling and shaking their fists demanding that it be repealed and replaced. Unfortunately, Trump has put in, has established is cabinet members, the people who are expected to come up with a replacement, are so incompetent, as is Trump, that they're having a tough time doing it. Nonetheless, the true believers are going to vote for whatever it is they've come up with this time, and then let lawmakers go home on break and face their constituents, who probably know more about the health bill than the legislators who created it in the first place. There was a breakthrough earlier yesterday due to an amendment that was proposed by Representative Fred Upton. And he, in fact, Upton had the support of Billy Long and of Missouri to add money into this bill that they knew at that point wouldn't pass. Two Republican lawmakers had come out against it, and they warned, of course, that it did not do enough to protect the sick, but they threw their support behind it on Wednesday anyway. So Trump... Trump has said for blessed Upton's proposal at a White House meeting with these two aforementioned lawmakers. And now it looks like today is Thursday. If it's Thursday, we must be voting on health care. Unfortunately, it is. We are still everything else seems to be on hold right now. There are other cases pending, and the story that we really want to bring you, and we'll bring that to you tomorrow, I believe, is James Henry is going to be talking to us a little bit more about some of the strange and circuitous routes that money flows in between D.C. or Mar-a-Lago, as it's referred to now, and Russia, Azerbaijan, Baku, and of course, Iran. So brace yourself for that one. We've got a timeline of that goes all the way back to the 80s. This has been Air Cascadia now for Thursday, May 4th, 2017. Engineering for us today, Rock Bergeron. Thanks so much, Rock. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks so much, Derek. I'm Chris Andre, and we are all waiting to see what happens to healthcare today. Is this ever a good time for single payer or what? Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand.